Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hit and Run Sundays from 9 a.m. till noon.
Contreras drives one in the air, deep center field. Back goes Reynolds to the center field fence. It's got a chance. Gone. Just to the left of dead center, Wilson Contreras gives the Cubs a 1-0 lead with a booming home run. Hayes bounces one to the hole at short. Tough play for Horner. Jumps in the air, throws to first and gets him. Sensational play by Nico Horner. He could not plant the feet, so he jumped in the air and got a lot on the throw and threw a strike to Schwindel, holding it second on the play is Perez. What a play.
He drives one in the air to left field. Going back is Mariznick, back toward the left field fence. And that ball is going to be a home run. His second of the day. Suzuki has done it again.
Jose Abreu, deep to left field, to the track. In 2022, he almost got him in the first. He tattoos him in the third.
Pretty good one is the first pitch swing for Jake Berger. Deep left, back, and it's destroyed. Make it a quad for Berger because he's coming home on the first pitch that he's seen off of Drew Rasmussen. White Sox double that lead, 2-0.
You guys are back in the win column, and then on a night like tonight, Jackie Robinson Day, I mean, how much sweeter does that make this victory here tonight?
Yeah, super, super special, and I was actually talking to Harrison before this one, and he's like, man, I wish I could play. The last two Jackie Robinson Days, I've hit two home runs, so, I attribute it to him, so.
I was going to say, you hit the homer for him, so. Yeah,
exactly, exactly.
Welcome into your Sunday morning baseball brunch. Happy Easter to those that celebrate. Happy Passover to those in the midst. My house, we did both. The other night, we had a Passover Seder on Friday night and immediately followed the Seder by cleaning up the table and coloring eggs. That's just how it rolls sometimes, people. You know, I'm not telling you who to marry. I'm just saying that I love my blended family. Had a lovely Friday evening and having a wonderful weekend. I hope you are as well. It is me, Matt Spiegel, here with you. Sean Sears is our producer. It is Hit and Run for Sunday, the 17th of April. You heard White Sox highlights, some from NBC Sports Chicago with the Jose Abreu home run yesterday, and some from Apple TV Plus on Friday night. You also heard Cubs highlights, most of them from right here at 670 The Score. The Cubs out there in Colorado, boy, that's a fun place to hit. I would like to hit out there. 10 hits for the Cubs Thursday, 13 on Friday, 13 yesterday. I know that the last two have been losses, and we will discuss, but the offense for the Cubs continues to impress. And meanwhile, the White Sox, boy, huge stuff yesterday from Michael Kopech. And we'll talk about that more in a moment. Huge stuff Friday from Dylan Cease. And we'll mention that in our conversation as well. As always, on a Sunday morning, we talk about both teams and we throw open the phone lines for you at 312-644-6767. That is the number you can call and talk baseball. on either side of town or national. If you've got thoughts on that, always welcome. And that's also how you can text. And I read all the texts. They all come to me. I read them, even the mean ones. It's come to the point now where I like the mean ones. I just eat them up. Eat them. Oh, yes. Give me the mean ones. Actually, not really, but, you know, they don't affect me anymore, that's for sure. They used to. Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I love the people at Rosen Hyundai. Scott Levy and his staff do a phenomenal job. Dominic out there, Mike Becker, everybody does a great job, and those are really, really good cars. So here's the deal. We're going to have a couple guests, as we do every Sunday morning here on Hit and Run. Jared Willis, the Cubs beat writer for CHGO, writes their daily newsletter, The Dugout. He's going to come on here at about 9:20. Our Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball insider, Bruce Levine, host of Inside the Clubhouse, will join us at 10:40. Looking forward to that. And at 11:20, as always on a Sunday, time will float based on his needs over at NBC Sportsnet Chicago. Chris Kamka will help us get Cam connected. We will get Cam connected on an Easter morning. Along the way, your phone calls, your texts, not merely welcome, but elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. We're out of here at about 11:55. It'll be CBS Sports Radio for a little while, and then a massive doubleheader here on The Score. It'll be Cubs-Rockies. Pregame starts at around 1:30, and then after that, a Bulls and Bucks NBA playoff game right here on The Score. We'll carry it directly from the Cubs game, and Chuck and Bill will give you NBA playoff basketball as the Bulls try to win a game, maybe two, perhaps. No, two would be about the most I could possibly imagine.
Did you see Mitch thinks the Bulls in six? He tweeted it last night. He said, I got a feeling, Bulls in six.
Mitch Rosen?
Yes, our boss. Yes.
Oh, him. Okay, yeah. You know, he likes sports. He does enjoy sports.
He does.
I don't know that he's my NBA prognostication guy. He's not necessarily the guy I go to.
He's got a feeling, Speaks.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. That'd be fun. That would be great fun. Can you imagine if the Bulls upset the Bucks and roll on?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. If they had a series like that, like they did with like the Celtics back in 09, I'd take it.
See, 09 was – but here's the thing. Remember, they lost that series.
They did.
The Celtics in 09. They lost it as we morph briefly into pick and roll. That happens every once in a while during basketball season.
Tough to get it. A little exciting. It's a fun day on The Score.
It is. We've been known to turn into dump and chase when hockey relevance, rears its head. Bump and run, obviously, has taken place many a time on an afternoon, on a Sunday as we head towards a Bears game. But damn it, it's hit and run. It is hit and run right the hell now. All right, we'll get to Cubs at about 9:20 with Jared Willis. But look, the White Sox are really, really good. And this moment right now is the perfect time for the next step for Michael Kopech. The team needs him right now. He is healthy. He is strong and getting stronger in terms of endurance. It is time for him to do what he did in the final three innings of that game yesterday. Be efficient. Go right after hitters. Eat innings with dominance because he has the stuff to do it. Dylan Cease is the de facto ace right now with Giolito hurt, with Lynn hurt, and Cease is pitching like it. 5 2/3 innings of one-run ball on Friday. He was outstanding. But here in this moment, while the Sox wait for Giolito, and they wait even longer for Lynn, while you hope for decency from Vince Velasquez, while you hold your breath during the starts of Dallas Keuchel and hope you get what was once the excellent dominant version of Keuchel, you are valuing what you get yesterday from Michael Kopech so massively. That would be absolutely huge. And maybe yesterday is what that next step looks like. Once he controlled the four-seamer, that was kind of chaotic in the first inning. He walked two guys in the first, gave up some contact. Obviously, there was some good defense that went on in that first inning. There was also a tough play for Josh Harrison that you couldn't finish. I like Josh Harrison a lot, though, by the way. I'll get to him in a second. But look at Kopech's stuff. Yes, the four-seam fastball. The fastball, it sails. But the movement on that thing is outrageous. He just needs to keep it simple. And he said so after the game. Kopech said, you know, first couple innings, I think I went out there, quote, without really an idea of anything, just overthinking a bit. Then I was able to find my groove and stay in there and give the team a chance, and that's all I was worried about. It sounds simple, just locking in on the target, focusing on that over anything else, unquote. That's Michael Kopech talking about his day yesterday. He got the last 10 batters he faced out. He struck out two in the fourth. He struck out two in the fifth. Getting through five, man. I know. This is not your father's Major League Baseball anymore. And certainly not here early on in the month of April while the rosters are expanded and some teams have 15 pitchers right now on 28-man rosters. But getting through five, big deal. Big deal for a starting pitcher right now. And for Kopech to actually do that in the midst of this White Sox moment is huge. In that Sox bullpen yesterday, Kendall Graveman not available because he was awfully good on Friday. You guys watching him? You watching Kendall Graveman? You realize how good he is? This is going to be a guy by, you know, if you're not there now, within the next couple of weeks, you'll get there. You'll realize, oh, that's right. This might be the most important guy in the pen. All due respect to Liam Hendricks. All due respect to Aaron Bummer. But Kendall Graveman's going to be a multiple inning guy who is also the right call when you need a righty setup man in the seventh or eighth. He's also, when healthy, probably the right call to come out there and relieve in the middle of a game and get out of a jam in a tight game and go a couple innings when you have a healthy Bummer and a healthy and rested Hendricks behind him. But Graveman was awfully good Friday. So no Graveman, no Bummer. Ronaldo Lopez was first after Kopech yesterday. He did give up the lead. But then you needed high-leverage moments from Jose Ruiz and Bennett Sousa. Sousa, that's fun to say. And they struck out five of the six outs that they needed to get in the seventh and eighth innings. High-leverage spots for non-high-leverage guys. And then there's Liam Hendricks to finish it off. He was kind of scary again, wasn't he, Liam Hendricks? So many fastballs. And it's just not as special as it once was. It doesn't look like to me anyway. I don't know if that's a sticky stuff issue or if it's just, I don't know, more guys throw that hard and that well. Still at 97, still very good. But, man, he got Taylor Walls on a slider to end it. And he's going to need to be, in my opinion, a little bit more judicious with the slider and the curve, with mixing in the off-speed stuff, because people are sitting fastball. When Brett Phillips is hitting 97 for a single to right field to extend that inning, you're like, man, you got some very replacement-level hitters able to sit there dead red on the Hendricks fastball and just put a little too much hard contact on it. But the story yesterday for me was Kopech and what he is going to do, what he is going to be, and how massive it would be for the White Sox for him to step forward and do that right now in this moment. And yet, yesterday was a good day. Just go for it, man. Just go at it. Reminds me of a lesson learned by Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants, one of my favorite pitchers right now, who went deep into a ball game this week. He went eight innings in a ball game this week, did Logan Webb, at a time when the Giants are not pushing anybody on pitch counts and they're doubling up like a lot of teams are. And Webb has developed into an ace with great stuff. And last year was a big turnaround year for him. But he said that he just started to trust his stuff more and just go right at people. And the stuff is good. Hitting's really hard. If you do have really good stuff, and that's you, Michael, that's you, Dylan Cease, just go right at guys, man. Throw strikes. And if you're going to miss off the edge, miss in the strike zone. Don't miss for balls and extend your games, extend your innings, and do unnecessary things. So, big day for Kopech. And Jose Abreu's been quiet for a few days, 0 for his last 12 coming in. He owns Corey Kluber, though.
He definitely does. That's funny you bring that up.
He hits 340 against Kluber before this. And he hit the ball hard the first time, then he homers in the fourth.
And Kluber looked good for the first, like, four innings.
Yeah, he did.
Great.
Yeah, he did. Up until Tim Anderson got the hit, and then Abreu after that with the bomb. Abreu is just, he's just a wonderful hitter. When you think about that this White Sox team and this offense have been doing this with, you know, Abreu with three quiet games before that, and now here they are, man, this is a very, very good team that is playing very well and looking like they deserve the billing, they deserve the optimism, and hopefully you White Sox fans are enjoying it. Sitting there at 6-2, tied for the best record in the game, along with three teams in the National League West, the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Rockies. It's Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Matt Spiegel here with you. Sean Sears, our producer. We will step away, come back, and talk Cubs with Jared Willis of CHGO. We'll do that next right here on 670 The Score.
Coming up later today, it's a Cubs and Bulls mega doubleheader on The Score. First, our coverage of Cubs and Rockies live from Denver starts at 1:35.
A home run! His second of the day. Suzuki has done it again.
Then, right after the Cubs game, the Bulls are back in the playoffs. We've got Chuck and Bill live from Milwaukee with Game 1 action. Tip off at 5:40.
Ball game over! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win!
Two games, mega action. Today starting at 1:35 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
Cubs fans, we get that after a long offseason, you're excited that Cubs baseball is finally back. And with Marquee Sports Network, you'll get it. All of it. From live games, extended pre- and post-game analysis to the latest news, highlights, historic moments, and so much more. It's Cubs baseball coverage like you've never seen it before. And you won't want to miss a moment of it. Because we get it. All of it. Only on Marquee Sports Network.
Very few things are impossible.
I know something that's impossible.
Okay, tell it.
Having a big event and not creating a pile of junk.
Okay, but it's easily fixable.
Oh, I get it. All I have to do is point.
All you have to do is point.
Junk from a party or celebration or holiday.
Junk from moving in or from moving out of a new place.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This baseball season, turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of The Score. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up, place your first bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. When you bet on FanDuel, you can follow the Cubs or the Sox and bet your teams therein, whether it's a home run by Seiya Suzuki or strikeouts by Dylan Cease. You can see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code BERN to get started with your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. That promo code again, the first four letters of my last name, BERN. 21 plus, present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Sit back and relax as you listen to the sounds of your carpet. Okay, your carpet doesn't actually make any sounds, at least not until you drop something on it, like a dreaded wine spill. But don't worry, if your carpet is life-proof with Pet-Proof technology, it can stand up to life's toughest stains. It also stands up to pets. It can even stand up to a third grader's birthday party. Life-proof with Pet-Proof technology, available only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I love parlays and double-doubles. You guys know it.
Aaron Hawksworth, co-host of BetQL Daily, 9 to noon Eastern on the BetQL Network.
I think the thing is to find something that works for you. Sometimes you can get overwhelmed by so many teams, so many things to bet on. But if you focus on a couple things and you get really good at that, then it's fun. I love it.
All the insight you need to bet smarter is at BetQL.com. And listen to BetQL Daily with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth. Streaming weekdays from 9 to noon Eastern on Odyssey.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K. How convenient.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
See 4abc.com for details. Can your AC handle the heat of the upcoming season? With ABC, buy an AC, get your furnace free. Plus, pay as low as $57 a month and get next day installation. Visit 4abc.com and consider it done.
The pitch by Chassin drilled toward left center field, and that ball's going to be in there for a base hit. Up against the 390 sign. One run is in. Hayward rounding third. He will score. It's a two-run double for Patrick Wisdom. Things can change in a hurry in this ballpark. It's now 8-3.
They can change, Pat Hughes. They kept changing a little, but then they didn't really fully change all the way. It's all right, though, because nice to see the Cubs continue to battle. They lost that one last night, 9-6. 13 hits, though, is what they got. And Patrick Wisdom is a story. We will discuss Patrick Wisdom. It is Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run on Sunday mornings here on The Score. Joining us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is Jared Willis from CHGO. Jared, hello. I don't know if we've ever had the chance to speak. My producer, Sean Sears, speaks highly of you. I have seen your work, read your work, watched your work. Welcome in on The Score to Hit and Run. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you this morning.
Excellent. So let's talk about Patrick Wisdom a little bit. I love that he has made the adjustments that he made in the offseason, and it's a big deal when you're like messing with the mechanics, the timing mechanism of your swing and the back elbow and stuff. And it was a real ugly start, a 1-for-21 start with one walk and 11 strikeouts, but two doubles Friday, two more yesterday, 3-for-4, some good returns, and that bodes well for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And it was one of those things where it kind of felt like he was due to get hot for a little while, because in part because he started so cold, but also just before this Colorado series started, you know, I was looking at pitches per plate appearance, just kind of wanted to get a sense for where different guys were, and noticed that Patrick Wisdom was leading the Cubs at that point. I don't know what it's, you know, how much it's changed over the last couple of days, but going into this series, he was seeing the most pitches per plate appearance on the team. And I think that's, you know, it's one measure that can point to, you know, a guy who is staying patient at the plate and is not pressing, even though he's really slumping pretty hard coming into the season. And a lot of times for an inexperienced batter or a guy who's, you know, trying to prove himself to some extent, when they start to slump, that's when maybe you see them press a little more, take some swings at pitches that they shouldn't be.
Jared, do you feel like you've seen a cohesive overall approach on the big league level? It's certainly been fun to watch. The numbers bear it out right now. This Cubs team is, I think, second in on-base percentage in all of baseball, fourth in OPS in the majors right now. Are you seeing an overall cohesive approach?
Yeah, they're, you know, surprisingly, given what expectations were coming into the season, you know, there's a lot of things about this team that do look, you know, really balanced. You know, they're certainly not perfect, but they're looking a lot better, I think, than I expected. And one of the things that's standing out to me is their approach on offense, where we had a few seasons there for a while where it really kind of felt like home run or bust with this offense. But now, we're seeing a lot more, you know, that old school station to station hitting, or, you know, guys like Wisdom knocking doubles, things like that haven't been as much a part of their overall offensive approach, which is nice to see. however things turn out this season and, you know, where this season goes, for the future of this offense, seeing a little bit more of a balanced approach like that is something that should be encouraging to Cubs fans.
You know, it's so funny because we're early on in the year and we look at things and we see a 4-4 team, but I hear it in the way you just talked about. It's like wherever this season goes, it's like the big picture is bigger than this particular batch of major league talent, right? It's like this is year one of something. I've been calling it a build. It's not a rebuild. It's not really a reload. It's kind of a build, but like this is the first year of something, right? Like what are you looking for? What interests you as you think about what Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins are trying to do overall this at this point?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's like really for everybody, that's a good way of looking at it. This is just year one of, you know, whatever we want to call it. I like what you have, you know, it's a build. But yeah, it's year one. So looking at just the 2022 season in isolation isn't necessarily going to point us in the right direction because it is, you know, this is part of a bigger picture process right now. And really what I'm looking for is, you know, who, you know, Jed Hoyer last summer when he was, you know, trading everybody away, talked about building that next great Cubs team. And so the big question for the Cubs right now is, who are those pieces? Who really are the guys who are going to be a part of that team? Because it's one thing, you know, some of these players who, and we saw it in the rebuild 10 years ago or so, these guys who come in for a season or two and do okay, but they're not ultimately a part of the big picture plans. And so that's what I'm looking at right now is, you know, who's here for what will be the next team. And also, I think once we get to this July, looking at how they approach the deadline is going to tell us some things about how soon they think that they can be truly competitive again. A lot of that might hinge on what happens with Wilson Contreras. Does he get a contract extension? Does he get traded? If they do trade him, what kinds of players are they getting in return? Because a trade for Wilson Contreras doesn't necessarily mean they're extending the build. It might just mean we want to flip him for some close to major league ready talent so that we can be ready to compete in 2023. So those are really some of the things I've got my eye on as this season progresses.
Yeah, that's a sensible way to look at it. And I remember some of those sign and flip players, whether it was Paul Mahalam or, you know, other folks right. like that a decade ago. And some of these guys are gonna get flipped, and some of them are gonna be playing well, and they're gonna be like, oh man, but I was really enjoying Jonathan VR. I was really enjoying it, right? Because he's a good yeah. player. He's a good player and a good hitter, and he can play a few different infield positions. But, man, if somebody comes calling for him in July, it's going to be an easy decision probably.
Yeah, definitely. And so I would say, you know, for all of us, caution ourselves against getting too attached, especially with the VR-type players, because you're right. They could be just a sign and flip. Even somebody like Yan Gomes, I mean, he's, you know, a veteran guy with a lot of experience and a lot of talent. And so there's the teams that may come calling for someone like him down the road. So, yeah, that's I think it's helpful to look at some of these players with that in mind. Like their stay in Chicago is probably going to be short.
Interesting. Jared Willis from CHGO is here with us on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. It's me, Matt Spiegel, here with you. Lots of Cubs talk and Sox talk all morning up until noon. He got me thinking about Yan Gomes. I had looked at some of these, you know, how blank the slate is going to be moving forward, Jared. Like, there's a lot of players who are still under, you know, salary control, either arbitration or otherwise. The number of post-arbitration players, so like guys who they're paying real money to, with money guaranteed to them in 2023, so after this year, eight. There's only eight players next year that are post-arb where money's guaranteed. In 2024, there's only four. It's Stroman, Suzuki, Yan Gomes, the aforementioned at $6 million, and the final guaranteed year for David Bote at $5.5 million. Yeah, I forgot about you there, David. But I've been thinking of Yan Gomes as one of the core guys, though, because he is a terrific receiver, and I assume he's going to be the guy after Contreras goes. Like if you had to bet on whether Contreras is here post deadline or not, if it was a full on yes or no answer, are you yes or no that he's here on August 1st?
I think I'm a no, and I'll admit to flip-flopping on this a lot over the last few weeks, but where things stand right now, I think I'm a no, but I do lean toward, I think when they trade him, look for some, you know, much closer to major league ready talent in the return. I don't think this is going to be a trade for like 3 17-year-olds. But yeah, I think come August 1st, unfortunately, he's probably wearing a different uniform.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting. Talking to Jared Willis from CHGO right now about these Cubs, and the Cubs are fun and interesting. What happened to Marcus Stroman on Friday? He said he said I just stunk. Like he just put it on there. There was the one real bad inning where he gave up the 5 runs, and that was that. What did you see in terms of what he wanted to do and what he was not able to get done?
Yeah, that looks like, I mean, number one, any pitcher, you hate to just blame Coors Field for everything, but that is a field where an inning can get away from any pitcher really quickly and really easily. But and that just in his case Friday, it just looked like one of those times when, you know, even a talented veteran pitcher, they all have innings that just kind of the pitch count starts to rack up. They start to lose their command a little bit. Their mechanics start to slip. And a lot of times, you know, good pitchers with experience can right the ship and bounce back from an inning like that. But sometimes, like in Stroman's case, when it comes a little later in the start, it's just, you know, it could be fatigue and the mechanics start to slide. And I think it's important to remember, too, that all of these pitchers are dealing with, you know, a lot less prep time in spring training than they normally would have had. Many of them that might have made 5 or 6 starts in spring maybe only made like 2 or 3. And so to some degree, what you're watching right now is still almost like they're in spring training form. Mm.
Jared, who do you like in that bullpen? Who have you enjoyed watching early on here in that Cubs bullpen?
I really, you know, Keegan Thompson is somebody who, you know, I've on that list of guys that I'm looking for, you know, the younger talent where it's like, how is this guy going to fit down the road? He's somebody that I've really got my eye on. I've enjoyed watching him pitch. So he's, you know, he's been solid. I still think Rowan Wick has some, you know, some potential because he's got such a big arm. So he's been intriguing to watch. It's going to be an interesting year for that bullpen just because there's not necessarily any firmly defined roles for any of them just yet. And so it's sort of a plug and play situation for a while here. Let's see how guys fit best and what's going to work for them.
Something's funky with Rowan Wick, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know whether it's approach or it's mentality or it's like just every once in a while, he looks like he just doesn't know what the hell he's doing out there. So I can't get to the bottom of it. Exactly.
Yes. I'm with you on that because he's, you know, and that's the thing where, you know, like maybe it's the kind of thing that eventually he figures it out and gets that sorted out. Or, you know, I hate to say it, but it could be just, you know, we've all seen many, many examples like this where a guy who looks like he's got loads of talent, but just can't ever quite figure it out. I'm thinking about like Dylan Maples, who, you know, had the most insane slider I've ever seen. It looked like he was throwing a Frisbee out there, but just never could quite figure it out. So you don't want to wish that on Rowan Wick, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
Every March, David Ross is working with Dylan Maples on a backfield.
Right.
They've got something figured out. This is the year where Dylan Maples controls the slider. Oh, boy. If you haven't got a chance to watch Ethan Roberts' slider yet, he's got some Maples in him in terms of the movement of it, doesn't it? Some of that Blake Treinen, that like big sweeping slider thing. Like, how does that happen? How does somebody's arm not break off immediately when they throw that thing?
Yeah, and that's, I should have mentioned him. You know, how do I leave out Ethan Roberts? Such a cool story when he finds out he's making the opening day roster. Yeah, he's looked really impressive here early on. Definitely something, another guy to keep a close eye on.
Every year here on Hit and Run, I've thought about wanting to do like a series of questions for every guest, just kind of something to tie the whole room together. And now this year, I'm finally doing it. It's called Your Baseball Bonafides. And every time, it's just the first time I get a chance to talk to you, I'm going to ask you. So Jared Willis from CHGO, I got questions for you, okay?
All righty.
All right. Who was one of your most favorite players in the game, past or present, but why? Tell me why. Who's one of your most favorite players and why?
I've always loved the Roberto Clemente story, even though he played his whole career long before I was even born. There's something about him that's always captured me. Some of it, you know, has to do with, you know, the untimely end to his life, but just the career that he had, and the kind of person that it sounds like he was from reading about him. So yeah, I've always really he's always been a favorite of mine. Again, despite I was born about a decade after he stopped playing. So, but yeah, he's always been a favorite. And in the game today,
just one. I'll take your one.
Leave it at that.
And I love the Clemente answer, because there's something, because you've got, talk about a five tool player and an absolutely beautiful athlete on top of everything else that you mentioned. That's good stuff. All right. What is the best game you've ever had a chance to see in person?
I always go back to, it's that David Bodie walk-off grand slam in August 2018 against the Nationals.
Ryan Madsen.
Yes, I was sitting in the press box. Wrigley felt like it was physically shaking. It was so loud in there. So, Bill Murray shows up in the locker room afterward. That was quite a night.
That is awesome. And then what is one thing you would change if you were commissioner? Give me one thing you'd change.
You gotta do something about the blackouts. You know, give more people in other parts of the country a chance to watch, especially those poor folks in Iowa. Do something about these blackouts.
Oh man, I could not agree with you more. Thank you, Jared Willis. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you today.
You too, Jared Willis from CHGO. I'm glad he mentioned the blackouts. Man, I have been on that story for a decade here at the Score, and I mean. It's just so ridiculous. Iowa, I think it's five different teams that are blacked out. Like, if you pay for MLB TV, you still can't watch them because theoretically you're in the local coverage zone. In Vegas, I believe it's seven teams for people who live around Las Vegas. But there is kind of an old school gangster mentality that takes place among some of the rights holders and the cable companies, and they get in these tussles, and MLB is still kind of complicit with it. With that in mind, I wonder about people's experience watching the White Sox on Friday night on Apple TV Plus. I got to admit, I didn't get a chance to watch too much of it live. I have Apple TV. I like the app. I pay for it. I enjoy it. So it was right there for me, and I watched some of it for sure. But I didn't get a chance to really dig in, talk to Chris Young from that broadcast crew on Friday on Parkins and Spiegel. But like, this is a moment where, you know, Peacock is going to start doing games. Apple TV is doing games. You've got games everywhere. All of these games eventually should be able to be accessible under one easy, simple umbrella if you pay for it, you know, and then MLB, you need to be the ones to spread out that money and sort it out. I'll tell you what I love is that on a Sunday, I can use my NFL app, okay, on my phone, on my iPad or whatever. And if the game's on locally, anywhere, wherever I am, it's also on my NFL app. It's right there for me. And that should be the way. I do need, Sean, let's talk to somebody in this realm next week, because somebody was telling me that if you pay for MLB TV this year, which I do, that all those games do show up under the MLB TV umbrella. Like the Apple TV games shows up, like it just takes you right there. And I don't know if that was the case on Friday night. I didn't check it out in real time.
I did, actually. It did pull up. I did think I was watching the feed on my Apple TV account and the MLB.TV just to compare the two.
So you went to MLB TV and it did pull up right there on that feed.
Like, they'll have like their free game of the day, and then they had another one that said on Apple TV. So if you click on it, it played it, and then it also would take you to the Apple TV site if you wanted
to. Okay, so if you wanted to, you could go there, and then, of course, you could buy the app there.
Of course.
They're very interested in you buying the app.
Of course, Speaks.
Man, it interesting. Well, let's talk to you guys. We got open phone lines here for a little while. Nothing super duper structured until about 10:20. I have some stuff that I know I want to talk about at the top of the hour. But right now, the phone lines are open. Cub fans, Sox fans, you've heard me talk about the Sox quite a bit in segment one. Heard me and Jared Willis talk about the Cubs quite a bit there in segment two. Let's open the phone lines to you to talk about your teams, what you're seeing this week, what concerns you, what excites you about either team. And if you got thoughts on the blackouts and the Apple TV broadcast the other night and all that stuff, you're welcome to do it too. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you're out there walking your dog on a Sunday morning and I'm part of your happy place, that just makes me smile. If you're up there, you're getting ready for Easter, you've got a ham in the oven or something, well, that also makes me smile. Although most people buy the ham when it's already cooked, right? That's kind of how that works. I don't know. I'm exposed as a Jew.
You're right.
I don't know. People put turkeys in the oven, chickens in the oven, hams? I don't know. Anyway, happy morning to you. Happy Sunday to you. Happy hit and run to you. Dial it up and get involved at 312-644-6767 on the score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show.
Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
I'm really, really proud of our guys. When the season started, there was just a lot of question marks, you know, around our team. How would DeMar fit in? The team was basically turned over this past summer. Was there enough time for the group to get acclimated? How long would that take? And I give our guys a lot of credit.
Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with HeroLoan.com. Well, we had to wait a few extra weeks, but baseball is officially back. Don't let anyone strike you out and tell you that the VA loan is bad. You can buy a home with zero money down, interest rates are lower, and at HeroLoan.com, I can close your VA loan in 21 days or less. Get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase today at HeroLoan.com, the only way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Marengo Guns has a brand new website, MarengoGuns.com, with a huge selection and huge savings. MarengoGuns.com has what you need. You can shop now and pick up later. Many items can even be shipped right to your door. So shop online today at the brand new MarengoGuns.com. And remember, with professionals on standby 7 days a week on site at our superstore, you can get top dollar for your guns, ammo, military items, and more. Visit the all-new MarengoGuns.com website and shop today. Marengo Guns, reminding you, don't lie for the other guy.
Hey, it's David Hoff for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of 6-7 in The Score, and the playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all new customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now. Sign up with the promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Once again, that's the promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. That's all you've got to do, and you can win. And if you've already got an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat at all. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and present in Illinois. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Meet Mike. He's ignoring seepage in his basement. He should call U.S. Waterproofing before the next storm.
The next storm?
Newsflash, Mike. It rains in Chicagoland. Schedule your free consultation today at uswaterproofing.com. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
2-2. Bases loaded in the ninth. And a long look from Liam Hendricks. 2-2 coming. He struck him out. Enjoy your Saturday. 3-2 Sox win.
And how about a steady diet of fastballs? And just when you think another one's coming, there's the breaking ball.
Liam Hendricks with the save. Jason Benetti and Steve Stone with the call. Matt Spiegel with the hosting on a Sunday morning. You with the listening. Appreciate it. Sean Sears with the production. Callers with the calling. Texters with the texting. Everybody is doing their job on a Sunday morning here on Hit and Run. Texter says, hey, Matt, I'm smoking a couple of Easter birds on the Traeger grill while listening. Very impressed with the White Sox considering all the injuries. So deep. Oh, the Apple TV broadcast was embarrassingly bad. I muted and listened to some faces instead. Kevin in Barrington, my guy. Outstanding. You know,
some faces. That's the real burn there.
Oh, man. I wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger. Yeah, the White Sox are deep. Jake Berger is good. Let me say this. He was better yesterday. And, you know, that's good. And I guess a little bit Friday night as well. Right. Leury finally got some hits, didn't he? Leury Garcia. I want to see Jake Berger before I see Leury Garcia on the regular. I want to see Adam Engel before I see Leury Garcia on the regular. And when I see Leury Garcia, I want to see him at the very bottom of the lineup. He's a switch hitter. That's nice. It's lefty. That's good. But he hits righties as a left-hander. He hits righties at the worst clip on that team by far. So just because he's happens to hold a bat and swings it left-handed doesn't mean you got to put him anywhere towards the middle of the lineup. He should be absolutely flat-out dead last.
And you talked about this with Steve Stone a little bit as well, too. Yep. He told you, utility players eventually show you why they're utility players.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Stoney makes no bones about what Leury is. And Leury's a very valuable guy. He's a guy who can be your sixth infielder and your fifth outfielder at the same time. That's a hell of a roster spot. I like it. But just do not give him more at-bats or plate appearances than some other people who will give you more offense. 670, the score is where you are. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Ron on the south side on the score. Good morning, Ron. Happy Easter to you.
And happy Easter to you, Steve. Before I get to the White Sox, I'd like to, you know, always mention a little something that's going on around Nashville. You mentioned the San Francisco Giants. Carlos Rodon, first two games, 21 strikeouts.
Yeah, he's the second pitcher ever in since 1900 with 20 or more Ks and five or fewer hits allowed over his first two starts with a team. Pedro Martinez, when he was a Met in 2005, started out like a house of fire. Other than that, it's Rodon in terms of dominance. This is what he can be when he is healthy and feeling strong. Let's see where he is in July or August. Right, Ron?
Absolutely. And I tell you, that was a good move for him going to that. That's a pitcher's ballpark. So good move by him. Okay, let's get to you mentioned the White Sox. Just Steve, so many things you can talk about this team. They're playing good baseball. But you know what, Steve? I want to mention Tim Anderson. See, I remember when Tim Anderson, they were deciding, could he be the leadoff hitter? I remember he was batting sixth. They were just moving him. And now if you just pencil him in, and you're talking about setting the tone, you know, for the offense. I really think we're going to get a chance to just really see how good he is offensively and defensively. But, again, just so much good to talk about the White Sox and Kopech and Dylan Cease. Nice performances by them. So that's it. It's right now, though, it's really, really enjoyable watching the White Sox. So have a good day.
Hey, Ron, you too, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it. They're really good. Tim Anderson is outrageously good. The last 4 days for Tim Anderson, 3-for-4, 2-for-4, 1-for-4, 2-for-4. He's not going to walk a lot, but he's going to hit the hell out of the ball. He's got tremendous bat control, terrific hand-eye coordination, a really healthy approach. He's one of those guys who is able to sit on off-speed and trust his hands to be fast enough to adjust to the fastball. And it's very special when you can do it. And it's rare, and he is a remarkable offensive player. And he and Josh Harrison have a very cool thing going right now in the middle infield. Josh Harrison, by the way, was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday with Bruce Levine and with David Haw. And Harrison talked about being part of an all-black double play combination with him at second and Tim Anderson at short. And they look really good together. And the context, of course, was Jackie Robinson Day, which took place on Friday.
Any kid can look on TV and see either myself or Tim. And, you know, they can resonate with that. And just representation definitely matters because, as I said, I had family members that I could physically talk to, touch. And we know our reach goes far beyond what we could ever imagine. And sometimes that's perspective, knowing that, you know, as you said, there aren't any besides me and Tim up the middle. And I think that speaks volumes. And we understand we got something special and we want to, you know, make the most of it however long it lasts and let the youth know that you can do this as well. And we're going to do everything we can to continue to push that message for them.
Really enjoyed hearing Josh Harrison yesterday on Inside the Clubhouse. And I had not realized, David Haw keeps teaching me stuff. This is why he's the best host of Inside the Clubhouse, along with Bruce, that there's ever been. I had a good run. I had a good run with Bruce, but David's better. It's okay. It's all right. I can accept that. I've accepted that as a human. David teaches me stuff. Josh Harrison's uncle was John Shelby. Do you guys remember the name John Shelby? Some of my older listeners might. He played in Major League Baseball from 81 to 91. I remember him as an Oriole, part of Earl Weaver's Orioles, when he would relentlessly platoon Lowenstein and Renicki in left field for the Orioles, and then Shelby was part of that. And then Shelby later was a Dodger and a Detroit Tiger. And when he was a Dodger, he drew a walk. I remember him walking against Dwight Gooden in the 88 NLCS because then Mike Socha came up and hit a game-tying home run. And that's, and that was the same year that Kirk Gibson hit his famous home run off Eckersley, but Gibson hit one in the top of the 12th inning against the Mets in that series. Anyway, John Shelby, that's Josh Harrison's uncle. I had no idea. Do your research better, Spiegel. Or I could just let Haw and Bruce Levine do it. Bruce will join us in about an hour here on Hit and Run. So pretty cool. Part of the White Sox component right now is having Josh Harrison there. This is Ben in Queens. Ben, good morning to you. Happy Easter. Hope you're well.
Hope you're well, sir. I see you're doing the thing with the music. Life is nothing without the music.
When you say doing the thing with the music, I think what you mean is singing along with the brass on the This Week in Baseball Open, which I used to try to sing with from home when I was broadcasting from home, but it doesn't work. This year I'm in studio and I'm back to singing with the Open. Is that what you're talking about, Ben?
You know, I didn't, but I'm glad you caught that. I didn't even want to say anything. I was just like, oh, my God, thank God it's back.
Yes.
No, I was talking about with the band. Man.
Oh,
getting,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, doing the. But, yes, I caught that. I was like, yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
He's in studio.
Yes. It's a good thing. But anywho, what you got, Ben?
You know, just thinking of John Shelby, I'm thinking of those 83 Baltimore Orioles. Oh, my God. One of the teams of my youth.
Yes.
You know, okay, as always, you know, it's with the Cubs, you know. And I know it's going to think, oh, you got your head out over your skis. Remember the old ABC Worldwide of Sports with, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And it was a ski jumper just totally biffing it. You know, you think that's what I meant. But the Cubs are going to be pretty – the Cubs are going to be watchable this year, man. They're going to be I'm going to enjoy it. I took the over on the 75.5 wins. You know, I'm thinking margin of victory. I mean, margin of error. You know, you're thinking 3 or 4 wins. Maybe get 80 wins, 81 wins. That's good enough for a playoff win. You're not going to get a championship. But look, the team, as you said, it's already hitting. It's fourth in OPS. It's, what is it, third in average, second in on base percentage. You know, it's a totally different philosophy. I like what the Cubs did last year. They made a bunch of great moves. If you separate yourself from, you know, your superheroes, who really haven't been superheroes since 2018, you really separate and look at what their performance was. It was not going to get anything done. They changed their philosophy, and look at what they've done now. They got a new team that hits. Man, Seiya Suzuki, that is a professional hitter. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a professional hitter. Oh, yeah, okay, he's going to have his slumps or whatever. But as far as adjusting, he can hit the ball. He's gonna be good. And, you know, finally you're getting out of Ian Happ what you needed. Wilson Contreras, you know, he's definitely looking for money, so I'm sure, you know, and he's always been good, but, you know, he sometimes falters at the beginning. The other thing, too, man, I love the deal with the White Sox for Nicky Two Strikes and Cody Hoyer. You know, it's too bad Cody Hoyer's on the shelf, but, you know, I like – Nicky Barrels, okay? I like his approach. I like him with Horner. I like VR, okay? I like these guys. They're hitters.
It's a fun team to watch, Ben. It's a fun offense to watch. They're 25th in strikeouts. 25th! Now, granted, they're 25th in home runs, too, and you'd like a little more power, but power should come a little bit more. Wisdom now just starting to heat it up and get comfortable. Him hitting the ball out of the park would be a very, very good thing, which he obviously does. But, man, it's a relentless offense. They scored 5 runs in the 7th and the 8th last night. They don't give up. And there's good signs with this batch of players on the big league level. And I agree that the offense, if you actually watch the game, if you're like, you know what, I know my superheroes are gone, like Ben said. But the offense can be very fun to watch. Some interesting players there. It's 670 The Score. It is Hit and Run. Matt Spiegel here with you. More of your phone calls. And I want to talk about atmosphere on both sides of town as well. Keep it here on 670 The Score.
This is where the Cubs play.
Suzuki drives one in the air, left center field toward the gap. That is going to be in there for an extra base hit.
Pat Hughes here, play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. Join Ron Coomer and me right here for every Cubs game this season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and on your mobile device or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. We are Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs. An Odyssey station.
Now's the perfect time to schedule a spring service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to servicing your car, truck, or SUV, get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you.
Hey, it's Kenny Mayne reporting from a Caesars Sportsbook commercial. Caesars knows the way to your heart is food, so sign up with code RADIOEAT. Bet $50, and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Illinois. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only that have minimum odds of minus 200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts a redeem gift card. Will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promo for full terms. Void where prohibited. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Show April 23rd and 24th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center to meet with the hottest franchise. Franchises. Learn how you can open a successful business. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise Show, presented by Rosati's Pizza, April 23rd and 24th, Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Get tickets at ChicagoFranchiseShow.com.
Exceed your expectations of what makes a great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards, now all 11% off. With some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true on-coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
No matter what kind of business you run, finding a bank that supports your success can make all the difference. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. Our goal is to provide you with the tools and guidance to keep your mind on your business, not your banking. Customers like Barbara Pauls from Mid-America Taping and Reeling agree.
Hi, I'm Barbara Pauls from Mid-America Taping and Reeling in Glendale Heights, where our focus is on packaging electronic components for circuit board assembly. Since 2018, Cornerstone has proven that they understand the small business community. With loan refinancing and lines of credit.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.